Eli's been a very consistent player throughout his whole career. I think he's gotten better every single year. I think that's the goal for any football player, be a better each year than you were the year before. He's had the same head coach, the same offensive coordinator, but he's had a number of different players, you know, receivers, running backs, and I think a player that can adjust to playing with different guys and still have success, that's a sign of a good player. And so he's been extremely consistent.
He said there are some special moments, some things he cherishes looking across during the national anthem.
Yeah. Well, that's a thing that I can probably think of the past two games. I mean, you're certainly playing a good team, and the focus all week is getting ready to play a team on the road, a team playing in their first home game, a team coming off a division loss that you know has a lot of pride is going to respond. At the same time, the past two times we have kind of, for whatever reason, lined up across from each other during the national anthem. And so you do take a moment there to realize that you are, that is your brother over there. There's a quarterback for the New York Giants in the NFL, you know, the same person that you grew up with. And so it is unique, and I think you take a moment to realize that it is special. But, you know, once the game gets started and all week, I mean, the focus is on their defense, and you can go out there and just play.
Peyton, when this game comes up every 2 years, do you find your teammates on the defensive side of the ball kind of tapping you on the shoulder and asking you for some secrets?
I don't.
Is this a game you've been looking forward to, knowing that it was going to be you and
you? Oh, you know, hey, the schedule comes out. We knew we were going to play them based off last year. I knew we'd probably be on TV. When it was, where it was, you know, week two, whatever. I'm glad you only have to talk about it 1 week. You know, today's kind of the one day have to talk about it. But, you know, I did the New York conference call, and not one question about the Giants defense. I had to force it in there myself. So that's where our focus is, and they're a good defense. They're tough at home. They were top five in red zone, top five in turnovers last year. They got put in some tough spots last week against Dallas because of the turnovers, and that's where our focus is all week.
You played in New York before. Is there anything you pass along to the younger players who've never been in that environment?
Nothing. I mean, it's a tough place to play. I haven't played in this particular stadium, but it's a tough place to play. It's loud, and I think Coach Fox has made it very clear that we're playing a good football team in their first home game, a team with a lot of pride, a lot of traditions, a team that's been good at home, and I think our guys, you know, have understood what he was talking about, and that's why we need to have a really good week of practice and be focused and ready.
Pitt, in your years playing football, can you ever put your finger on when a team's coming off a heartbreaking loss like that versus a big win, how a team comes out, or is every game kind of its own entity?
Well, I do think every game, you know, takes on its own identity, but I do know that you're not in the NFL and you're not on a good football team and a good organization like the Giants if you don't have a lot of pride. And it's a reason they have been so successful. They have bounced back from a loss and have put it behind them and have played well the next week. So we won last week. We still have some things we need to improve on. So we're trying to keep our edge out here at practice and realize this is a whole different ball game going on the road, playing, dealing with the crowd noise, and playing an excellent team that we're not really familiar with.
Dave, last year you like going a day early with the different time zones. You looking forward to that again to get away and just focus on football?
Well, I mean, that's the schedule. That's what we do when we go East Coast, you know, for a day game. And so we kind of knew that was the schedule. And it still comes down to having a really good Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, your practices here in Denver. And then I think anything you can do to adjust to the time zone change and hopefully get you more prepared to play Sunday afternoon, I think that's a better idea.
Did the preseason game in Seattle help you guys at all for this one? I know you guys were trying to use that
game. Yeah, I certainly hope so. I know last year we didn't really get that good road test during the preseason, and whether or not that played a role in how we played in our first road game last year, who knows. But playing at Seattle was a good test for the road. Now, this is regular season. This is a four-quarter game. It's not a half. But hopefully that will pay some dividends. We'll work the crowd noise all week. We know the crowd will be into it. It's a loud, tough place to play. So communication will be very critical this week.
Hey, they kind of pride themselves in being able to get to the quarterback. quarterback. The Giants have kind of hung their hat on that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, they got a good defensive line. They're big guys. They're stout against the run, but yet all of them can rush the passer as well. So our offensive line knows the challenge that they have going against Pierre Paul and Tuck and that whole group. And so that'll be a great challenge.
So something you can do as a quarterback to help open up the running game for the running back?
Obviously, our goal every week is to be balanced, and it's still, whether it's passing game or running game, it's about executing each phase of it. So we want to be balanced. We want to be able to establish the run that can make your play-action passing game better. It can open up some things in the drop-back passing game. But I think anytime you're one-dimensional, whether it's, offense or defense, it's a disadvantage for you. So hopefully we can have more balance this week.
If your offense is up-tempo, whether it's Denver's offense or Philadelphia's or New York, normally we think that's passing, but how can that up-tempo help a running game?
Well, I can't really answer how the tempo does. I still think it's about the execution. And I know there's a lot of talk about tempo, but, on the plays that we get graded with a plus, it's because everybody did their assignment. When you get a minus, somebody didn't do their assignment, whether you huddle for that play or didn't huddle or whatever it was. I really think it's irrelevant. So some teams play better, when they go faster. If that helps their execution, so be it. So it's still an execution game. For a running game, I'm not sure there are many secrets. It really comes down to good old-fashioned solid blocking and running back hitting the holes. I think that's really what it comes down to.
What's your week like after a guy like Eric Decker had a tough game on Thursday night that following week? What's that week like between you and him? Do you guys work on some things? Is it back to the basics?
Yeah, I mean, Eric's one of our hardest workers, and Eric has a lot of pride as well. He was, as he said publicly, was not happy with the way he played on Thursday. He gave great effort. Sometimes those games happen. You will see me throwing the ball to Eric as many times this Sunday as I did Thursday. He's a huge part of our offense. We have great confidence in him, and he's going to be fine.
Hey, what is this game like for your parents and your family?
I can't speak for that, so I don't have a great answer for it. I don't think they enjoy it all that much.
Some of your research did the math and determined that the odds of you facing Eli in a game are greater than getting hit by lightning. What's your reaction to that?
I guess I haven't had time to process it. I'm not really sure I understand what that means, to tell you the truth. I think that not many people, other players on either team really care a lot about it. Like I said, I do have, I do take a little personal time for reflection, playing against your brother in an NFL game. It's a little bit different than playing against him in Little League Baseball or whatnot. It's significant, I think, for he and I, because it's a team sport, the focus has to be on doing your job to help the team get ready to play. So this will be the third time, possibly could be the last time. I think I will take a moment there, whenever that is, in pregame warmups, national anthem, with coin toss, whatever that is. I think you do take a moment there, and then you kind of capture it and you hold on to it. I have a moment from, the 2006 game and the 2010 game. That's one moment, and the rest of the time, you're going out trying to do your job as a quarterback to help your team win.
Normally, would you talk to him after he has a tough game like he did the other night, 3 interceptions? He said you guys aren't going to talk football, but normally, would you? Is that something you could commiserate? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. It just varies. It really varies.
Hey Peyton, when you guys play so fast, the Eagles play so fast. When a defensive player fakes an injury to slow you down, what's your reaction to that?
How do you know that he's faking, I guess?
I guess what I'm saying to you, right. Like, assuming that it happens, does that frustrate you? Or are you like, oh, it's creative, it's gamesmanship, it's how it is?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know there's an emphasis on it. A lot of talk about the Eagles. We're playing the Giants this week. That's kind of where my focus is. And so I don't really have a real good answer for you.
Anything else? Do you think the Giants defense?
Did they? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that Jerry and Jason's opinion really mattered all that much, and in text of the Broncos Giants game. You know, like I said, you see some players go down. You know, who knows? I mean, you know, is he really injured or not? That's not my decision. Referee's got to make decisions there. I guess the league office has to make decisions. We just go play. We just go play, especially when you go on the road. You just got to go play.
Thank you, Peyton.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you all.